You see, we're going to come down on it. About that time, he'll bring you down a good hot cup of jabba. We call coffee jabba. Man, I just run sleeping. They look like to me, I've just seen him fire going round and round. But I happened to look up, kind of could see that man. I know he come along shaking. And that time he got under the kill. Hey, devil! But he had he made it on the job, you see. He had a can to pour it out to drink it. He brought the can and I poured some of that strong coffee out there and drink it. Man, I woke up, I never could sleep no more that night, you know. That is real coffee, nothing but coffee. Back there.
Yeah.
I was coming once from Detroit on a bus. They stopped for the rest here. I go down into the restroom. And I'd done that several times ahead. And they'd buy a cup of coffee. It wasn't, that stuff wasn't up some hot colored water, you might say. But me and a white lady was having me sitting at the same table one day. And she was drinking some coffee, that coffee. I just kept looking over that coffee. It looked so good. I said, listen, mister. I said, is that coffee or is this water? She said, I'm going to tell you, mister. She said, this is some good coffee. I ordered me a cup of it. Was a good coffee.
Now, if you kept your meat too long, your meat did what?
It would get rank. You get rank. Tell you another thing, if we didn't watch it and keep in flies or insect get to it, they'll allow and maggots get little skippers to get in it. See? You have to clean them out, get them out for you, before I throw it away.
It tasted spoiled.
What
you
say?
You say your meat gets.
Well, it gets rank, you know, it keeps it too long.
Yeah. How would you say it tasted? It had done what? It had gotten spoiled?
It tastes strong, you know, and then you can look at it and tell if it's too rank. And then it have too strong a taste that you know it's too rank.
Yeah. Did you ever keep any thick sour milk around?
A few times, yeah.
That was what? You put it in front of the fire and let it...
Well, I'll tell you about that sour milk now. Sour milk, that what I kept would be buttermilk.
Yeah. But you put milk in front of the fire...
Take milk that cow, put that milk in that churn, and set that churn out close to the fire, and turn it around fresh in winter time now.
Yeah.
And get warm, that milk will turn and get... make a clapper. But all of the fat part of the milk, the cream part of that milk, it'll rise to the top. When you go in there and skim that off, that's butter. Well, you stir that butter up, put your salt in it and everything, but and you see, you have to churn it. You churn it. And that'll just beat all that clabber up, man, just beat it all up, you know. And that butter then, it'll come to the top. Just wait a minute. And you just take a spoon and dip that butter out. And put your butter in a bowl and stir it up and put some salt in it. You can use your milk then on out of jar, buttermilk on out of jar. We call it buttermilk then, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever make any cheese from that?
No, I have never made it.
From that clabber?
No, I never made any cheese. I've heard it, but I haven't made it.
What do they call it?
I said I have not made none from that.
Yeah, you ever eat cottage cheese?
I've eaten cottage cheese. I bought it here. I like it very well. But I never did make none or see none made.